tip-off is just about underway. Fish finds the ball. He's waiting for the... And there's the tip. He can win him immediately over to O'Brien from the all-tournament team for a layup. And Angoon is out to a quick start. Gagway's got to be prepared for that tip. They get burned on that frequently. And has the ball now. At the top of the key. Gets it over to Cox. Cox tries to work it inside, but stifled by that Angoon defense, which is shown to be pretty tough. Gets it over to the middle of the court to Whitehead. Whitehead throws up a shot. Unable to knock it down, but it was blocked. And out of bounds, it's going to be Skagway basketball underneath. Whether it's all in the Whitehead, Whitehead with that cross-court pass a little bit too high and hard to handle for Madison Cox. Ball goes out of bounds. It will go back over to Angoon. MVP Natasha Kukic, point guard for Angoon, had a terrific tournament here this weekend. Ball over to O'Brien. O'Brien stops with the ball, and the travel is called. Great defense by Haley Jensen. Able to pull a turnover. Left to right, the Skagway Panthers are this morning. Whitehead has the ball on the left side of the court, dribbles, hits a shot off the glass, no good. Rebound by Kukic, and the breakout by O'Brien. O'Brien puts in another bucket, making the score 4-0. Angoon over Skagway. Just under 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Gets the ball over on the right hand side to Cox. Cox goes to drive into the D, which is something that she, I would say perfected, but pretty close. She was able to penetrate the defense time after time in their tilt yesterday, but today they've adjusted the Angoon defense has, and Cox is unable to penetrate into the interior of that zone. And it's Angoon ball, and they're working it into the inside. Kukic gets the ball, throws up a shot, and is fouled in the process. Kukic will go to the line shooting two. She shoots and knocks down the first three. Lucas throws up the second one. No good, but the rebound comes down to Angoon. The second follow-up, no good. The other follow-up, no good. That was Patricia O'Brien on both of those. Now back out to O'Brien. No good. Rebound, fought for. Jump ball. One official's got a jump ball call. The other official has a foul call. With a push, it will be Skagway basketball. Brings the ball up to the teeth of the defense, gets it over to Weber. Down to Weber. Weber dribbles the ball, it goes out of bounds. And they're going to rule that off of Skagway. Will be Angoon ball. 6 minutes and 12 seconds here to play. And Angoon works the ball down low beautifully. Dixie George, the recipient of the interior pass. She's able to knock it down. With a bucket, and it's 7-0 now. Angoon over Skagway. Skagway trying to work the ball into the interior and turns the ball over again. Angoon a little floppy off her own right. Their outlet pass seems to miss the mark. Skagway comes up with it. And Jensen works it over. She's up at the top of the key, tries to get down low to Whitehead, but pass deflected and turned back over to Angoon. 7-0 this morning. Up over Skagway early on. Works the ball over to O'Brien. O'Brien launches up an 18-footer. No good for the rebound. Dixie George back up and in. 9-0 to score now. Skagway's got to be a little bit more in control of that basketball. Turnovers are going to kill him. Get ball into the middle of the Whitehead. Whitehead throws up a shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Angoon. I believe that shot was blocked. O'Brien. Elizabeth O'Brien, no good on the shot. Rebound brought down by Kukic. Over to Patricia O'Brien. Back up to Kukic. Fouled by Madison Cox. Cox going for the steal on that one. Unable to pick it up. That is ball for the foul. First foul. set to inbound the ball. Control Brian. Back over to Dixie George, unable to make the shot, but she fights for her own rebound. And that is a tie-up. That was actually Taylor Jack fighting. Anguna has some size down low, powerful players. Top rebounding team, their physical team. They've got great ball handling. They've got great outside shooting. I mean, they're just a quality squad all the way around. One of the key players injured last night in that championship tilt. Kendra George is actually next to me running the feed for the webcast. Any benched audio broadcast, you can check that out at skagwayschool.com. It's running off of the Angoon feed. A fine video, I'd say. We have 4 minutes and 41 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Now 9-0. Angoon up over Skagway. Skagway's going to figure out a way to get to the hole. They're playing against the 2-3 zone. That's pretty staunch. Doesn't give up a lot of points. Angoon doesn't really need to pressure the ball, no, necessarily, certainly not full court. What they're going to do is pack that zone in, and Skagway's having a tough time penetrating to the interior of that. So hopefully Skagway will be able to get something going here late in the first quarter. The team's on the court after the timeout. However, inbounds the ball to Jensen. We're back under the ball up straight up the middle of the court. They pass to the right, gets it over into the middle to Whitehead. Back over to the right to Cox. Cox's shot blocked. And Angoon races up the floor. Bad pass out of bounds. Ball back over to Skagway. Down to Jensen. Breaks the ball. She looks right. Passes left to Weber. Weber's pass back out to the middle, picked off by Coogan. That's why she's here. She's just got a nose for the basketball. Lays it in. 11-0 now. And Angoon over Skagway with just over 4 minutes to play in the first period. Right head with the ball in the top of the team. Back over to Jensen. Well, Skagway's not moving a whole lot on offense. So have to get open shot. If you're not moving. Whitehead has the ball. Gets it down low to Jensen. Jensen with a move. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound brought down by Elizabeth O'Brien. They're fighting to try and take the ball away from her. Unable to do it. And Angoon's got numbers. But Skagway's back on the Lucas gets the ball over to Patricia O'Brien. Her 15-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Selmer. And Jensen's got the ball. To the interior to Weber. Ball picked off by Kukish. Kukish bounced back to O'Brien. O'Brien up off glass and good. Another bucket by Angoon. 3 minutes left to play now in the first quarter. Skagway yet to get on the board. Down 13-20. 13-0 to score. Ball over to Cox. Cox lunges up a three-pointer. Up at the bottom of the net. But unfortunately, it didn't go through the rim. No good. And it ball. She's a shooter. Watch her shoot the ball. They're working the ball around. O'Brien takes a shot at block. Pulled back down by Kukin. Her 10-footer is good. It is now 15-0. And goes up over Skagway. Just over 2 minutes left to play now in the first quarter. Gets the ball over on the left-hand side to Whitehead. Gets it downloaded. Selmer back out to Whitehead. Whitehead's cross-court pass. Just a little off the mark. Unable to corral it. Out of bounds. Back to Mingo. Mingo's point guard. Natasha Kubic. Getting the ball in the center of the field. Steps up, launches a 19-footer, unable to knock it down, but the rebound does come out to Patricia O'Brien, gets back over to Kukic. Down low to Elizabeth O'Brien, whose right-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Kukic. Her three points coverage. It's good. 17-0 now. Skagway. Skagway's rebounding woes continue. It's hard to rebound out of a 2-3 zone, but the 2-3 zone is the defense as they run. Cox with the ball. She's working on Pukish. Pukish almost picked the ball from her pocket, unable to do it, and Whitehead just bails her out. Whitehead now dribbling into the middle of the lane, throws up the one-handed runner, and it's fouled in the process. Will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Whitehead, if you're just tuning in, filled in on the boys' squad last night. It played a pivotal role, scored a couple of points, pulled out a few rebounds, and really energized that squad. The boys game. Pulled her quite a run last night. Not able to pull it out, but gave quite a run. They're entertaining basketball game. Whitehead knocks down her first three. Skagway is on the board. 7-9 Second shot up, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tia Dola Silva. Quickly gets the ball up the court. Back over to O'Brien, down to Silva. Silva looks back outside to Mendenhall. Mendenhall, 10-footer. Good. And that's another illustration of how Anku moves the basketball very well. Always in motion on offense, and they are very good at passing the ball around. Ball gets over into the hands of Al Weber. Weber's one-handed runner, no good. Rebound comes down to Angoon. Kukish pushes the ball up to O'Brien. Back over to Kukish, and her shot this time rims out, no good. Selmer has the ball. She tries to find the outlet, gets it over to Cox. Cox looking in the middle of the court, but dribbles with the wrong hand, and Kukish is there for the steal. Up to O'Brien. O'Brien's layup missed. It comes down with a rebound. Jensen has it now. Over to Whitehead. She's going to launch up a 19-footer. Oh, just off the rim. No good. And now no time left. After one period of action, it is 19-1. Angoon